beautiful day. Amen. Oh, what a day that's going to be. Amen. You know, there's several days, I believe, in our lives that we can celebrate. Amen. You know, we celebrate the day of our birth, and we celebrate the day we get married, and we celebrate a lot of other things in life. But I think the one of the greatest days we can celebrate is the day He saved us, washed us, and redeemed us, Brother Kenny, delivered us from our sins, and gave us life everlasting. Oh, what hope we have this morning in Him today. Certainly so great to be with you. Appreciate Pastor Kenny and the church and allowing us to come. If you'll take your Bibles with us and turn over to the book of Genesis. I mean, it's always a pleasure to come and be here with you at Three Rivers. And I told one of the brothers the other night, Brother Kenny, at the youth service, I said it, when we come to South Texas, it's like we're coming home for a little while. And amen, we just feel like family, and we love each and every one of you, and appreciate the blessing of the church. You've been such a blessing to us and to our ministry and to our endeavors for the Lord. Just continue to pray for us. And we were down in the valley for a little while ministering there with some different missionaries. And there at the mission for a couple of weeks, Brother Kenny, and while Brother Benner was up north. And saw some great things happen. Amen. And some souls in the churches. And so we're thankful for the Lord and His work and what He's doing. Amen. We'll share a little more with you of that later on. But let's go to the Word of God today and let's just look unto Him for His help. The book of Genesis, I'm going to start in the 6th chapter, and I'm going to just read a few scriptures in the 6th, 7th, and the 8th chapter. I won't read it all for the sake of time, but if you would just bear with me just a little bit. I had a message on my heart this morning. Certainly like to share with you today. Amen. And ask the Lord's help by His word. Verse number 5 in chapter 6. If you have it, say amen. I'd like to ask you, if you'd stand this morning just one more time, just in reverence of the word of God. I won't keep you standing very long. Amen. Just verse 5, we'll start there. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that He had made man on the earth, and it grieved Him at His heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But I love this verse. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. It's beautiful. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I want you to look down to verse 14. God commanded Noah. He said, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make of it. Make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits. The breadth of it 50 cubits. And the height of it 30 cubits. A huge vessel. Amen. Look down to chapter 7, if you would. Verse number 1. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Look down to verse 11, if you would. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day, were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. Verse 16. And they went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. Turn over to chapter 8, verse number 1. And God remembered Noah, and every living thing, and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. I want you to look down to verse 6. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark, which he had made. And he sent forth the raven, which went forth to and fro, until the waters were dried up from off the earth. And he sent forth a dove. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her, and pulled her in unto him in the ark. And he stayed yet another 7 days. And again he sent forth the dove out of the ark, and the dove came in to him in the evening. And lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. Hallelujah. I'd like to preach to you this morning, in the mouth of the dove. In the mouth of the dove, there was hope. In the mouth of the dove, there was hope. Would you help us pray this morning? Let's ask the Lord for his help and strength through his precious holy word this morning. Oh, Lord, we love you this morning. So thankful for the privilege we have to be with our brothers and sisters, the pastor and the church family, Lord, each and every one that's come out this morning. Thank you for your presence, for your precious Holy Ghost that we can feel ever so present in this house this morning. Thank you for the privilege that we have to be able to minister, Lord, to call upon you this morning in song and worship and magnifying you. Lord, now as we look to you through the Word of God, that you'd help, strengthen, and encourage the church this morning, knowing that through all things, every obstacle we face, everything we go through, that you always give us that ray of hope, letting us know that you're still a God of hope and a God of refuge this morning. Thank you for the hope that we have in your word today. Help us as we minister that we might give that which you'd have given, and we'll give you the praise and the glory for it. And we all said amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God. Praise the Lord. We appreciate him this morning, don't you? Amen. Just what a privilege we have to be able to look to him and to call upon him. You know, this such a beautiful, beautiful story that we've read so many times. And, you know, the tragedy that took place as God had created man and Satan crept into the garden, brought sin upon mankind and the curse of death. And I thought to myself as we were in Bible study this morning, Brother Shelton was teaching us about that curse. Many times of how curses come upon us because of sin. Certainly death was probably the most tragic thing that occurred in the life of man. Amen. Because he certainly did not create us to die. He did not create us to be just temporary. But he created someone that he wanted to, that would love him for all eternity. And when that curse of sin came upon mankind, and as we read this morning, we think about the life of Noah. And what God called him unto in that age of which he was living, when violence had covered the earth and the thoughts of all men's hearts were only evil and constantly pressing toward the natural and the carnal and the ungodly. And certainly we look around us this morning and we see so much of the same going on. But through all of those times and all of those things that we see and the terribleness of what God saw as he looked down from heaven and beheld the corruption that had taken place in the lives of mankind. Amen. There certainly was a ray of hope. Amen. When he found a man that was righteous, a man that loved him with all of his heart, a man that was surrendered and committed to the will of God, and that man's name was Noah. Amen. The scripture tells us there that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. There was certainly something in the heart of Noah that appealed unto our Heavenly Father, something that drew his attention, and he realized that Noah was not just like all the others. He realized that Noah was a man that he could trust. Noah was a man that he could give him instruction, and Noah would certainly be obedient to the command of God. And I don't know, a lot of times when we've read these stories and in these Bible stories and in the early parts of creation and in Genesis and those early parts of Scripture, I believe sometimes we can wonder, well, how could it be that such a terrible, catastrophic thing could take place in the life of mankind and destroy man from off the face of the earth? But brother and sister, this morning, as sin crept into the world, we know that death also came along with it. But through
through that promise of, amen, that the curse would come upon mankind, there also came a blessed promise that there would arise a Redeemer. Amen. One that even though Satan would bruise his heel, amen, that the Lord would bruise his head. Amen. That he would come under subjection, and that that curse of death, amen, would be destroyed and wiped out by the wonderful sacrifice by our loving Savior this morning. Aren't you glad that he's a Savior today? Aren't you glad that he's, oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a mighty God that makes redemption for me and you today. Amen. As I began to read this, and I thought to myself, Lord, what a contrast there was. At the beginning, when God looked upon creation, Brother Kenny, he saw and he looked upon it and he said, oh, it is so good. All the beauty that he had created, the creation that he had made. But when sin crept in and brought destruction and brought havoc and brought death, amen, it brought all the terrible things that even we experience in this day and in this time. I imagine in my heart that men of God like Noah and those that followed the ways of the Lord were many times distressed to see what was going on. But there was something that raised up in the heart of Noah when God spoke to him that day. And he said, I want you to build an ark, and I want you to build it just the way I tell you to. I want you to make that, take it and make it strong, make it powerful, make it big, because it's going to have to withstand some things, but it's going to be a place of refuge, and it's going to be a place of hope. It's going to be a place where we can run to in the times of trouble, in the time of storm, when those rains would begin to fall and the fountains of the great deep were going to be broken up. There was a place of refuge made. Brother and sister, could I encourage you this morning that he is still a God of refuge today? He is still a Lord that we can hope in today. He still gives us hope even when there is no hope to be found. Amen. When everything seems like it's going haywire and everything's going wrong and everything's turning the other direction, but we still believe that there's a God in heaven that has control of all things today. That there's still a Lord, amen, a Lord Jesus that sits at his right hand making intercession for me and you. Amen. If you came with a need this morning, could I encourage you that you could still call on him today? He's still a God of hope today. He's still a Lord of refuge. He's still one we can run to and find safety in the time of trouble and in the time of distress. Amen. In the time of terrible storm, I thought about those raging waters as Noah completed the ark. And everything was made ready, Brother Kenny. And the Lord spoke to him. And you know the story this morning. I won't go through it all. But he commanded him to gather all those living creatures, male and female. Noah gathered them into the ark. He took his wife, his sons, and his sons' wives. They gathered into the ark. Amen. And the Lord God shut them in. Amen. You see, this morning, there is a place of protection for me and you. Amen. Even from the wages of storm that come against me and you in this life. Amen. Even when the devil would like to rage against the church of the living God, but we know today that there is an ark of safety, and his name is Jesus this morning. There is a place of refuge, and his name is Jesus today. There's a place we can run to when I can't find an answer, and I don't know what to do, and I don't know which way to turn. You can run to him. He could still shut you in. Amen. To keep you from the storms. Oh, sure you're going to be tried. Sure we're going to be tested. Sure we're going to have things come against me and you today. But could we realize and be reminded this morning, amen, that door, oh, Pastor, I'm so glad, that wonderful door is still open, Brother Ernie. And I can run in and I can find my refuge in that ark of safety. Would you lift a hand with me this morning? And let's thank God that there's an ark of safety. There's somewhere I can run to. There's somewhere I can find hope. Amen. There's someone, amen, that knows my heart and knows the need of my life this morning. Certainly God knew that there was going to have to be provision and preparation made. Amen. And when the command was given to Noah, I'm sure the task was overwhelming. I'm sure it was mind-boggling for him to think, Lord, why would you want me to build such a huge vessel? People are going to think I'm crazy. People are going to think I'm out of my mind. They're going to think I'm that fool that Pastor was teaching us this morning. Amen. But Noah stepped out on the promise of God and he trusted in what the Lord said. Amen. This morning, brother and sister, you might be stepping out on faith sometimes. Sometimes you may be taking the promise of God literally at his word. And sometimes the opposition is going to face you and persecution is going to arise. Folks are going to say, why are you going to church when you could be doing something else? Why are you living for God when you could be living your own life and pleasing yourself, doing your thing, doing what you want to do? But we have made our way to the ark of refuge this morning. Amen. And he has made a way for me and you. Amen. So we must know that the trials and the tests and the persecutions, they are going to come. But could you lift up a hand with me and let's take a hold of his hand this morning. And let's say, Lord, through everything I must face, through everything I go through, I'm going to trust him this morning. I'm going to depend upon him and know that he's faithful, that his promise is ever true. Hallelujah. What absurdity. When Noah began to preach, there's a terrible flood going to come, Pastor. How ridiculous, Brother Ernie. Never been rained before. Never knew anything. What a flood? What's a flood, Noah? What is a flood? He said flood waters are going to come upon the face of the earth. And all flesh is going to die because of the wickedness of mankind. Amen. Isn't it the truth when the gospel message goes forward? Amen. I heard my brother saying today of how they try to tear down what the Word of God says. They try to make it as nothing. They try to make it seem it's ridiculous. It's unbelievable. But could I encourage you, brother and sister, if there's something I can believe this morning, I can believe him today. When I can't believe anything else, amen, when everything else is falling apart, when I can't believe my government leaders, when I can't believe my family, when I can't believe my friends, I can believe him this morning and he will never fail me. Amen. There is someone here this morning. You need to know that you can still take confidence in that place of safety, in that place of refuge. It's in the ark. Hallelujah. That wonderful ark that has been prepared and made ready for me and you. His name is Jesus. Amen. Would you help me call on that name just a moment? Amen. His name is Jesus. It's a wonderful hiding place. It's a wonderful place where I can take refuge. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ridiculous preaching, but oh, it's life-saving preaching. Sometimes foolish to the natural. What did Paul say? He said the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish. But unto us who are saved, it is the power of God, Brother Sam, unto salvation. Hallelujah. There is power in him this morning. There is power in him. Amen. That ark was prepared and everything was made ready. I might be jumping a little bit, but I'm just trying to get this out the way I feel it this morning. Amen. They took their refuge, Brother Kenny. Amen. The Lord shut them in. Amen. And then on that great day, amen, it says the fountains of the great deep were broken up and rain began to fall upon the earth. Amen. One more time. Amen. I said that never been done in time past, but now the word of God one more time was fulfilled even as he spoke it, brother. Amen. God gave Noah the day. He gave him the hour. He told him, get in there and I'm going to shut you in and I'm going to make you ready. Brother and sister, this morning he has given us his word. He has given us his direction. He's given us his instruction. He's trying to prepare a people. There is sudden destruction that is coming on this world. But then all the good side is that there's a place of refuge. There's a place of deliverance. There's a place of salvation, and his name is Jesus. There's one that paid the price for me so that I don't have to die this morning. I don't have to be lost this morning, but I can be found in the safety of the arms of a loving Savior. Oh, glory to God. Those terrible as the fountains of the great deep. We had read some material, Brother Kenny, on those brothers that study creation, and they say that there were actually great earthquakes that opened up the earth, and the, the fountains of the earth just began to spew water forward, and the mountains themselves began to be covered by the great might with that rain coming down, until pretty soon, as that ark sat there, and Noah and his family, probably a little fearful, Brother Kenny, probably not sure what was going to happen, amen, as they felt that boat begin to rock, and they felt that ship begin to sway back and forth, until finally they felt the heave, and it lifted off, and it was afloat above those terrible waters. Amen. Something that could have destroyed them. Something that could have wiped them out. But there was someone within that ship. There was someone within that boat, Brother Ernie. There was a hand of God that was upon that vessel that was not going to let it go down. Oh, let me tell you this morning, it pays to serve God. It pays to live for God. It pays to commit our life unto Him. Amen. When sudden destruction comes, I can know I'm safe in the arms of Jesus. I know there's no hiding place here. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to run to. But I can run to Him this morning. I can run to Him. And those terrible, terrible tsunamis and tidal waves that probably took place as those, and you can't even imagine, that engulfing water overtook this world as we know it. Such storms, such terrible, it was more than just a boat at sea. It was more than just a ship afloat. But this was a vessel that had to withstand everything that would come against it. But Brother Joe, why is it at times when I'm going through, and times when I'm facing trial, that I feel like my ship's about to go down, and I feel like I can't find the strength that I need to stay afloat, and seems like the waters are about to overtake me? But oh, even though it hit against it, it beat against it, it probably rocked that vessel, Brother Kenny. It probably overwhelmed that vessel. But you see, amen, Noah did what the Lord told him, Pastor. He pitched it within and without. Out. Amen. He made it watertight, Brother Sam, because he knew it was going to have to withstand some terrible things. Brother and sister, this morning, could I work out my salvation with fear and with trembling this morning in this altar, in the presence of the Lord? Amen. Beginning to pitch my vessel within and without. Amen. Because there are times that those storms are pressing me, Brother Pennington, and it'd like to take my vessel down. But oh, if I could get a glimpse of Him this morning and realize that there is no failure in Him. There is no impossibility in Him. There is no leaving us in Him. There is no, amen, doubt nor fear in Him. But we can rest assured in Him this morning. One more time, would you help me lift a hand towards heaven and let's love the Lord this morning. Oh, come on, brothers, you can help me this morning. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty Savior. He's a loving Lord. Amen, I've came to praise Him. We come to worship Him this morning. We come to magnify Him. And when all the storms of life are coming against my vessel, I've got to know that He's the one that's sustaining me. He said, He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him, the Lord said. When we set our eyes on Him, Noah had his eyes set on the Lord. And I just got to thinking about this because I thought, it said 150 days those flood waters were upon the earth. That's a long time, Brother Kenny, to be locked up in a huge vessel. Our brothers and sisters, they just come back, I think, from a cruise. But could you imagine having to be locked up inside that ship for 150 days with all kinds of animals, with a zoo of animals, every creature creeping, every living thing that God commanded Noah to put in that vessel. There was work involved, Brother Kenny. Daily they had to be fed. Daily things had to be cleaned. It's a wonder. It's God's wonder. And at times it probably could have become a little discouraging, sister. Because as they floated, and maybe as the rain stopped, and they realized it stopped raining now, it's quiet, but we're still afloat, Brother Kenny. Open the window and see the water still covered the face of the earth. Every living thing was gone. It could have been almost something to just capture the mind and make them wonder, what's going on? What do we do now? How long must we wait? Sometimes we are riding those waters, brother and sister, as God has called us and brought us out and desired for us to live for Him. And we find ourselves in those places where we begin to question, we begin to wonder, how long, Lord? How long? The waters were abated. God sent that wind. The waters were assuaged and abated from off the face of the earth. And the ark rested on that mount Ararat. But still, the door was shut, Pastor. They were still locked in that vessel. Noah opened that window, and I won't hold you long. I'm going to close, but you know the story. He sent out the raven, maybe to see if the raven could find refuge, could find living substance to survive. Brother Ernie, that raven didn't come back. That might have brought another discouragement to Noah's mind. What's happened? Maybe we're not able to live on this earth anymore. Maybe it's not inhabitable. We don't know. But then he took a dove. And he sent that dove out. And as that dove flew out to and fro, free, free at last, able to just make its rounds, round, round and round. But it found no place of rest. So it made its way back to the window of the ark. Noah realized, I must wait. I must wait. You know, the dove has always been a beautiful representation. Some say it represents peace. Some say it represents freedom. I know one beautiful thing it represents. It represents the Holy Ghost. Because when that Holy Ghost came upon the Son of God, it said it descended upon him like the spirit of a dove, like as unto a dove. And I thought to myself, oh Lord, what it means to us as the children of God. Because you know what? Many times we are aboard and we are afloat. Sometimes we may come to a settled ground. Sometimes we may come to a place, but it seems like everything's closing in around about us. And sometimes we don't know what to do. We're waiting on the Lord and we're praying and seeking His face and believing Him for an answer. But it seems like the answer just doesn't seem to come. I can imagine Noah and all of his family as they were there together. Something about family when you're confined in a solitude and in a small quarters just for a number of days. I can imagine the tensions were building and maybe a little bit of aggravation, maybe a little bit of discouragement and wondering what was going to happen next. But if I could tell somebody here this morning, amen, that sometimes you may feel that way, that everything's closing in around about you. God has spared you from destruction. He saved your soul. He washed you in His blood. But now you're facing some things that you don't know what to do. Could I encourage somebody here this morning to get to praying in the Holy Ghost and get to believing that that same comforter that comforted the apostles, that same comforter that comforted those of old in days of old will come down in a mighty way and begin to bring me and you an answer. There's something about the power that comes in that word. Amen. When it comes directly from on high. Amen. When you open the word of God and you begin to read and you begin to understand that He's still a God of the impossible. You might be caught this morning in that valley of impossibility. You may be looking on one side with trial and the other side with testing. But I could encourage you to look up this morning. Because there is someone here in this house today that can give me help, and His name is Jesus. He can give me help. He's still my ark of safety. He's still my way out. He's still my refuge. He's still my hope this morning. When I can't find my hope anywhere else. One more time, Noah waited 7 days and he sent that dove out one more time, Pastor. You know, there's times that we've got to come back and we've got to go back. And we got to go back. And we got to go back. But Brother Joe, I haven't got my answer. Keep going back, brother and sister. keep going back? But you say, oh, Brother Joe, but I prayed, I fasted, I've waited on the Lord. Could you keep going back? Could you keep pressing a little harder? Amen. Because you know what happened the next time? He sent out that dove. Here it come back this time. But brother, it was not empty-handed. But in the mouth of that dove, there was an olive leaf that had been plucked off a branch. There was some life, brother. There was some life. Oh, if I could just see this morning, get a glimpse and realize what hope we have when we feel like we are hopeless. We have hope, Pastor. Amen. I'm sure Noah might have felt, Lord, it's hopeless now. The world is destroyed. There's nothing to go on for, but that little ray of hope. Sometimes that's all I need is just a little touch, Brother Ernie, from His precious Holy Ghost. Sometimes that's all I need, Brother Sam, is just one word from the Word of God to encourage me one more time, to let me know God has not forsaken you. He has not left you. He's not going to abandon you. But He's going to carry you all the way through. Amen. There's a way that is made before me and you today. And that way is a straight way. And His name is Jesus. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life this morning. No man can come unto the Father but by me. But that way that is made for me and you today, if I could just believe Him, when I don't have no hope, when I don't know which way to turn, when I don't know what to do, could I call upon Him this morning? And believe that He's still a God that will answer me in my time of distress and in my time of need. Hallelujah. Close your eyes with me if you would this morning, and just every mind upon the Lord. Hallelujah. What beauty in the refuge that we have in the presence of the Lord. Noah received that dove. Oh, the hope that was in the mouth of that dove. Oh, brother and sister, this morning there's hope. There is hope. There's hope this morning. I feel that comforter in this house this morning. I feel His presence in this house. And He's looking to me and you this morning. He's saying, won't you just believe me? Won't you just trust me? Noah had to wait 7 more days because he realized the dove came back. It's still not time. 7 more days passed, and he sent that dove out again. Sent it out again. And that dove, it returned not again. And Noah realized it's time. Brother and sister, this is the time. This is the hour. This is the hour we're living in. Jesus said, as in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they built it, they married, they were given in marriage until the flood came and destroyed them all. But see, there's a place of refuge this morning. Oh, it's more than just a wood vessel. It's more than just a wooden ship filled with animals. Oh, but it's a place of refuge, eternal salvation. And through that eternal salvation come so many gifts of His wonderful Spirit this morning that let me know I can make it. That can let me know I can make it. When I send up my prayers to heaven, I say, Lord, it comes back and it's empty. I send up my praise to heaven. It just seems like it's not fulfilled. I call upon Him and I say, I need an answer. And it seems like I can't find the answer. But then here comes the Holy Ghost. Here comes the Holy Ghost one more time. And He lets me know, I'm still with you. He brings back that olive leaf. And I always felt like that olive leaf, that olive branch, was my Jesus. They called Him the branch. They called Him as that one, that beautiful olive tree that stands next to the Lord of the whole earth. that pours out that oil, pours out that oil of His Holy Ghost upon me and you. This morning there's hope. Sometimes it's in the thing that you think is most likely to be in a little dove, Lord. In a little dove. Oh, in a mighty dove this morning. It's His Holy Ghost. I'd like to invite you this morning. There's an ark of safety here today where you can find your refuge. There's some things I don't understand, Lord. Some things that don't make sense. And I know that Noah felt that way so many times. So many times as he was building. As the rains began to fall. As the ark lifted up above the earth. Upheld by water, storm, and waves. Oh, there was a lot of things he didn't know, didn't understand. I'd like to invite every person in this house. If you'd like to come and find a place around this altar, I'd like to invite our young people tonight. Come on, brothers, sisters. Amen. In the name of the Lord, won't you come today? We've got to make our reservation sure and that ark of safety. Because you know what? Sudden destruction is sure upon this world. Sudden destruction is sure in this life. But oh, there's life. There's life beyond this life. There's hope for me and you this morning as the children of God. There's hope for us today. Hallelujah. If you need the Holy Ghost this morning, oh, let that Holy Ghost dove descend upon your life today. Let that one that can baptize you and anoint you in the Holy Ghost and with power and with fire. Oh, thank God. Oh, Lord, I thank you for it this morning. Maybe you've gotten some news and it looks hopeless. But can I encourage you, there's still hope in Him this morning. Oh, that ray of hope. That ray of hope. Glory to God, the last time Noah sent out that dove, it didn't return. But he realized it's time. It's time now. God's promise is fulfilled. He wants to fulfill it for me and you. He wants to fulfill it for me and you. Oh, find that hope in Him. Find that refuge in Him. Find that hope in Him this morning.